Madam President, I move further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Senate Chaplain, the Reverend Dennis Morum from Cloquet, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Senator Pappas. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for this day. And though we were not expecting snow, we thank you that we are in the season of spring, and soon again we will see the rebirth of life around us. I thank you for these men and women, these senators and their staff, who've chosen to dedicate themselves to political service. And as we think of the needs and concerns of our state, we pray that the political leaders in this room, as well as in the House, as well as our governor, continue to strive and grapple with all of these issues for the well-being and the safety of the people of the state. And as we think of the world scene, we think of the Middle East and all of those countries involved with great tensions and bloodshed and brutality. And though it may seem almost naive or ludicrous to pray, we pray for someday that there can be peace and stability in that area of the world. That you work through political leaders, spiritual leaders, tribal leaders, impassioned individuals, that peace someday again can come to that region. O Holy One, as we soon come to the season of, come to the celebration of Passover and Easter, and as the senators and their staff members individually worship at their faith communities, may their days away from this building not only be a time of spiritual renewal and reflection, but may it be also renewal physically and mentally as well. And we pray, bring them back safely, refreshed and renewed, and with a rekindled spirit to serve the people of this great state. Again, we thank you for this day and all of our many, many blessings. Amen.
Let me just get it started here. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reiner, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. Members, please keep the noise down. Again, take your conversations into the hallway. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file, herewith transmitted. House file number 841, signed Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. House file 841 will be given its first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda and the addendum will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes on page 1 and page 4. Senate File 1926 will be referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. Senate File 1954 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. First reading. Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions to be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate rest.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1251, number 92, on general orders be stricken and referred to the Committee on Taxes. It's my bill, and I've spoken with the chair of the committee.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1375 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and returned to its author, and I am the author.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 383 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. This is my bill, and I have spoken to the chairs.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolutions 119 to 124 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration. And members, there's two bills and the list is on your desk.
Senator Saxhawk.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Today I am presenting Senate File 209. This bill modernizes and clarifies the 1951 Minnesota Department of Health manufactured home park licensing statute regarding vehicle parking limitations. This bill has the support of the APAC, All Parks Alliance for Change, and we have also worked with Minnesota Department of Health, who is neutral on this bill. To date, there's no opposition. Background is that in 1951, 1,000 manufactured home parks have been approved for licensure plans by the Minnesota Department of Health. Homeowners were allowed to park the vehicles near their respective homes, providing they were at least 10 feet from their neighbor's home. Approximately 2 years ago, the MDH field inspectors began using a different interpretation of the statute, requiring a homeowner's vehicle to also be parked at least 10 feet from their home. Under the new interpretation, the Minnesota Department of Health revoked the license of a 500-site manufactured home park in the city of Blaine. This was the beginning of similar revocation action statewide. Senate File 209 would remove the 10-foot setback for parking an automobile to the nearest adjacent home in a manufactured home park. Members, I stand for questions.
Is there any discussion on Senate File 209? The Secretary will give Senate File 209 its third reading.
Senate File Number 209, a bill for an act relating to manufacturing housing, modifying manufactured home space requirements.
Secretary will take the roll.
Me too, okay.
All senators having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. The bill is passed and its title agreed to. The next bill on special orders is number 61 on general order, Senate File 152, Senator Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam President. I have Senate File 152, otherwise known as the Agritourism Bill. And what this bill does is it tries to seek a solution to a growing problem in greater Minnesota that's due in part to a welcome trend, and that's more folks heading out to farms to learn more about where our food comes from and also to participate in a variety of activities ranging from apple picking to wine tasting. And so what Senate File 152 does is it extends some liability protection to farm owners and landowners in rural Minnesota who are seeking a lot more folks coming out to their farms to visit and, again, learn where their food comes from. This bill has the support of the Minnesota Farmers Union, the Minnesota Farm Bureau, and also the Minnesota Association for Justice, formerly the Trial Lawyers. This bill has had a couple of stops in the Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development Committee, as well as the Judiciary Committee, and we've had an iterative process of trying to seek peace in the Valley and find compromise. I'd stand for any questions.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will give Senate File 152 its third reading.
Senate File Number 152, a bill for an act relating to civil liability, providing immunity from liability for certain agritourism activities.
Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted, that desire to vote, secretary will close the roll. There being 63 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Are there any announcements? Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm wondering if Senator Sharon would yield.
Senator Sharon, will you yield? She will yield. Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Madam President and Madam Chair. I'm asking if you would please give an update in reference to the hearing scheduled for Senate File 1880. Member, Senate File 1880 is an extremely controversial bill for assisted suicide in Minnesota. It was not introduced into the Senate until very recently and was scheduled for a hearing for today. And I'm very alarmed by this hearing because members of the public have not been allowed to testify and, in fact, have been told that they are not allowed to testify on what is an extremely controversial bill. And so I'm wondering if the chair of the committee could advise about what her intentions are with respect to this bill.
Senator Sharon.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Today there will be an informational hearing on Senator Eaton's bill, which is the Compassionate Care Act. The purpose of the hearing, what I've asked from Senator Eaton, is that the problem be defined and a discussion of what the problem is and how the legislation that she is proposing is addressing that problem. There will be no action, and there will be no public input at this time. It is the intention of the author to continue the conversations throughout the state. I really could perhaps ask Senator Eaton to answer a question in terms of her goals for getting public input. But for today, it's simply an informational hearing, as we've done on other subjects in the Senate.
Okay, this is an announcement section of the agenda. Are there any further announcements? Senator Ortman.
Madam President, at the Chair's suggestion, I hope that Senator Eaton then would provide information about when the public can testify about this very controversial bill. They have been told that they are not allowed to testify.
Senator Ortman, these aren't really announcements. I think you can take that conversation personally to Senator Eaton. Senator Ortman.
Madam President, with all due respect, we have members of the public asking about this hearing where they are not being allowed to testify. Senator Sharon has said that Senator Eaton might be able to tell folks what her intentions are with respect to this bill, and I think it would help.
Senator Sharon.
I'm sorry if I was unclear. Today is an informational hearing. There will not be any public input on the bill at all, simply laying out what the elements of the bill are, what the problem is, and how it attempts to resolve it. There will be, I certainly assure the public, if there's any concern, that there will be public hearings on this bill. We simply are not going to do that this year. And Senator Eaton intends, according to, and she can speak for herself, to have an opportunity for the public all through the interim to have community conversations on this bill. That's different. That's a different way of getting public input. But there will be certainly hearings on this bill and public input before any legislative action occurs.
Members, this is the time for announcements and to gather information, but not to debate issues. Are there any other announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Sieben, Peterson Jay, Latz, Alday, Senator Senjum, and Nelson from 11 to 11:15, Senator Pratt from 11 to 11:20. Are there any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do not adjourn until Wednesday, March 25th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate stands adjourned.